This meeting is now being recorded.
And Rafiq is not able to make it here yet today because of an emergency that has come up. I haven't seen Yongam either yet. But that's just me. And let's just start the call then. I see it's 4 minutes past the top of the hour. So let's start. I guess the recording has just been started, but let's start the call, please.
Thank you. And thank you. It's Marilyn. I'll just follow a suit. My name is Marilyn Cade. I am a business representative to the group, but I am also very actively engaged in bringing forward the voice of parties that are from the developing countries and through the associations, the ICT associations. I'm also actively involved in most of the fora, the IG fora, such as the ITU Working Group on WISIS, the ITU Working Group on International Public Policy. I have a significant presence at the CSTD, and I'm also engaged at the IGF, where I am a member of the MAG.
Thank you, Marilyn. We have two other people who are on the call, Claire Rupert, who is on a listen only, and she's a contractor working on a project for the U.S. government. There's also Jim Pernagast, who is on listen only as well, and from the Galway Strategic Group.
Sorry,
yes?
We have a U.S. government contractor on the call?
It seems to be, yes.
Can we ask her to introduce herself and tell us who her contract is with?
She's on listen only. So, Claire, if you could just drop a few notes in the chat, that would be helpful, and then we'll read it to the record as well.
And, Olivier, this is Vinny. I managed to join for like a few minutes.
Oh, Vinny, well done. Okay. Thank you for this. We're just going through the roll call with having people introduce themselves briefly. I think if we look at the Adobe Connect list of participants, Greg Chapman is next. Greg, can you say a few words about yourself, please?
Sure, thank you. Sorry to join a little bit late, so I haven't heard others' introduction.
Yes, just go with
it. I'm a lawyer in private practice in New York, practicing in the intellectual property and technology transactions and internet law and policy space. In addition to that, I'm a member of the intellectual property constituency, where I currently serve as the president of the IPC. I'm also a member of the CWG on IANA Transition, where I serve as the member representing the commercial stakeholder group, and also a member of the CCWG on ICANN accountability, where I serve as a participant representing the interests of the world, hopefully. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Greg. It's Olivia speaking. Next is Mark Buell. Mark, we're unable to hear you. There might be a problem with your microphone. I note you haven't muted yourself, but it doesn't seem to work well. Okay, Mark is typing. So next we have Mark Carvel.
Yes, hello, Olivier. I hope you can hear me.
Very well, thank you.
Yes, okay, great. Yes, and hello, everybody. My name is Mark Carvel. I work for the UK government on global internet governance policy. I'm an advisor to the UK Minister for Digital and Internet Governance Issues, that's Ed Vasey. I represent the UK on the Governmental Advisory Committee of ICANN. I'm on the MAG, but I'm just about to come off. I've done 3 years on the MAG of the IGF, I represent the UK on internet issues at the Council of Europe in Strasbourg. Also liaise with the Commonwealth institutions on internet governance policy. I think that's enough for me. Thanks. Certainly enough on my plate.
Thank you very much, Mark. Yeah, it sounds like you're quite busy. Matthew Shear is next.
Yes, Matthew Shear is with the Center for Democracy and Technology. I'm the director of the Global Internet Policy and Human Rights Project there, and I've been a long-time participant in internet governance and WSIS and IGF, and now starting to feel like almost a veteran of the ICANN, IANA transition process as well. Thanks.
Thanks, Matthew. Next is Nigel Hickson.
Sorry, this is Nigel. Sorry, I apologise. I'm just managed to get on. I've got problems with connectivity at the airport.
Thanks, Nigel. No, it's just a couple of words about yourself.
Oh, right? Really? Oh. What? It's a selection process. Nigel Hickson, government engagement in Geneva, working on IGO relations, etc. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel. Next is Sam Lefranco, who is going to check his new microphone.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello? Okay, good. Sam Lefranco, I'm a development economist, focused a lot on ICT for development over the last 35 years. I'm also an academic. I am a member of NCSC and head of the policy committee in NPOC. I also belong to the Internet Society. And I'm a farmer.
Thanks, Sam. Now we have on the chat Mark Buell, who's Canadian Internet Registration Authority and the coordinator of the Canadian IGF, and he is here as an observer. And just as a follow-up from Claire Rupert, Claire works with the Department of DOD, I believe, Department of Defense, CIO. A few of my colleagues have been to ICANN conferences, and we provide them with updates on the Internet governance world. And Matthew Shears adds that he's also a member of NCUC and NCSG. And I'm Olivier Crépin-Ablanc. I'm a member of the at-large community and the chair of the European at-large organization. Yongam Lee has also joined us. Yeah, Marilyn, sorry, I just want to go through the introductions quickly, and then we'll come over to you. Yongam Lee, perhaps? I think that's the whole list of people who've joined the call. Yongam? And we've lost Yongam Lee. Nope, we still have her. I'm not sure if she's able to speak. Yongam Lee, if I can just fill in, is the co-chair of this cross-community working group coming from the CCNSO. And we also have Desiree Cabrera. Can you say a couple of words, please?
Hi, I'm Desiree Cabrera, and I just joined the ICANN staff last year and just started helping out with the CCWG IG group last month.
Excellent. Thanks, Desiree. Marilyn Kate, you have the floor.
Yeah, can I ask Claire to please explain who she is? It's really great to have a new U.S. government representative on this call, but perhaps she could explain who she is. I'd like to hear that. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for this, Marilyn. Claire, I don't know how we're going to, because I know you're on listen only, so maybe you can dial in or something to that extent. I'm a little concerned this is taking a lot of time, but we have the majority of people on the call here, and I'd like to move forward with the agenda since it's quite packed. There's been a small change to the agenda. Vinny Markovsky has managed to join us quickly in between two meetings. And so I was going to suggest that we move the update on the UN meetings following the WSIS over to third position, immediately after the review of our action items, which shouldn't take more than 1 minute.
Sounds fantastic. Let's go with that.
Okay, thanks, Marilyn. And I don't see anyone else, any objections, so silence is consent, I guess, on this occasion. Let's review the action items from our last call. And there's just one, and that's to do with setting up a subgroup of the Policy Working Group on Internet Governance to draft a proposal for a workshop at the WISIS Forum. That is in process, and I believe that Marilyn is one of the people that is involved with that. There are a few others. We took the transcript from our last call, and there were some follow-ups on the mailing list, and we could probably set up some separate list for this process or this work to move forward. I urge you all to consider joining this smaller group so as to get a workshop ready in time. So let's move to agenda item 3, and that's the UN activities since the World Summit on Information Society. And that's mostly all in New York. We have Vinny Markovsky on the call. Vinny, you have the floor.
Thanks, Olivia, and just for the record, because everyone was saying who they are, I'm the ICANN UN Engagement VP based in New York, so I heard that Greg is also based in New York. Maybe at some point we can reach out and get together. So the UN WISIS is over, but I had a number of meetings since that, and what everyone is saying from the diplomats and the staff is that the work that was done at the WISIS, even though we praise it as a good work and joint effort and success, etc., even the New York Times made a story about it, mentioning Brazil and China and India as, you know, the big game changers. The work is not done. In fact, every year the UN General Assembly has a resolution on ICT for development, which is dealing with all the issues that were within the WISIS discussion, except this year they won't be discussing the continuation of the IGF because it was continued for 10 years. So having said that, this means that we should be also looking at what is coming next. And what's coming next are several issues. First is the security agenda of the UN. So we have the governmental group of experts, but we also have, I just emailed you, the UN Institute for Disarmament Research, which is based in Geneva, which suddenly is talking about cybersecurity. And they have a meeting in a couple of weeks in Geneva, at which they'll be discussing, especially, by the way, they'll be discussing securing the DNS and the unique and what are the threats to the Internet from the security aspects of the unique identifiers, which is clearly what ICANN is doing. Having said that, this is only the beginning. We also have the ECOSOC and the CSDD, of which Nigel can talk later more because I will have to drop, but also we will have the ICT for development and the UN system itself developing different initiatives. I think I mentioned that earlier that the UN Chief Information Officer is now talking about creating digital blue helmets, and while nobody really knows what it is, I'm hopefully meeting her soon to find out more details. So bottom line, we should not rest assured that everything was done in December last year. Everything is just beginning. And it's not beginning. It began in 2003 with the first WISIS, but we're in the middle of the road. So if we think that we are done with our work with regards to engagement with the UN, we would be mistaken. That's for me.
Thanks for this, Vinny. Madeline Cade, you're next.
Thanks. I actually had a bit of a conversation about the UN Blue Helmets, and I'm going to just say I think sometimes there's innocence based on ignorance, based on lack of information. That idea is to create white hats for those of us who come from the more technical community. We understand the difference between the black hats and the white hats, and the UN, some parties of the UN became engaged in thinking that there could be blue helmets that are technically competent and help the countries that are not yet fully competent in that area. Rather than saying it's a really bad idea, I think we should park that idea and think about what role ICANN has in helping to create knowledge and experience and expertise in the areas that ICANN is responsible for. Not to say no, because saying no never gets anyone anywhere, but to guide in a limited way how we might, as ICANN, contribute to the limited areas, but very important areas, that we have responsibility for.
I'm sorry.
I'm just going to say one more thing. I think that's a longer-term discussion and not to be decided on this call.
Olivia, can I step in just for 1 minute and I have to drop after that?
Yes, please, Vinny. Please respond.
So I completely agree with you. And one thing, I didn't want to mention it because it's like, I don't want to sound as if, you know, I'm showing off how, what work we have done at the UN, but the diplomats that I'm meeting and the work that we have done last year, we organized a couple of workshops. We had people like Andrew Sullivan and Jane Coffin addressing diplomats from the different missions. It was very important to explain to the diplomats how the how the internet works. You may not believe it, but some of those people are just using email from, you know, like 20 years ago, somebody set up an email address for the mission at AOL, and they're still using it. So we had to spend a lot of time talking, and I completely, Marilyn, you are just nailing it. You know, we need to be into the missions. We need to talk to the diplomats, and we need to talk to the UN system as well, because they are in their right as any stakeholder in the broader internet community to suggest or to do stuff which we may find good or bad, it doesn't matter, but whatever it is related to the internet, especially to the DNS and the IP addresses and the unique identifiers, we have to be there to tell them what are the facts. And this was very much appreciated by them, because when we were talking to them, we were not sharing our opinion how, you know, the internet should be governed or whatever. We were actually sharing the facts. Here is how it is. And we were telling them, we had, for example, thanks to ISOC, we had one diplomat from the UK and one staffer from UNDESA to go to the IETF meeting last year in Texas. And this was for them a big deal. I have to tell you that the diplomat, especially when he was talking to his colleagues, and I'm sure he continued to talk to them when I was not there, you know, he was like really impressed by the quality of the discussions there, even though he's not an engineer. So definitely continue with that. Thanks.
Thanks for this, Vinny. It's Olivier speaking. There's a question in the chat from Mark Carvel about the UNIDIR linkage. Do you have any info on this? I know it's in there that Nigel is saying that he is speaking to UNIDIR at the moment, and he's got a meeting with them in Geneva next week. But Vinny?
Yeah, UNIDIR is UNIDIR. I mean, I think it's UNIDIR.org, the website. It's a UN institute voluntarily. It's not like member states don't pay membership, I think, to work. But I don't know details. I just know that they're discussing cybersecurity in the meeting in Geneva.
Yeah, first I can clarify. It's part of the UN. It's part of the UN office in Geneva. It's a separate body that's looking at cyber issues and disarmament issues. It doesn't have a membership as such. It's like UNDESA or another part of the UN. It's a self-contained part of the UN. It has its own staff, and yes, they have meetings from time to time. But I'll do a briefing on a subsequent call. When I've spoken to them. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Nigel, for this. That's very helpful. Any other comments or questions to Vinny's report? It's not a report, but Vinny's reporting. Here we go. Reporting from New York.
It's good to be a native English speaker, Olivia.
Okay, thanks. I know it's that Matthew Shears has also put in the chat a link to the cyber activities of UNIDIR, UNIDIR. So, thanks for this, Vinny. That's been very interesting, and I personally agree with you. We do need to be involved, and I agree with Marilyn's suggestions of keeping this very close to eye, and I think this community definitely has a lot to play in this, due to not only its involvement in all of the different fora internationally, but due to the collective knowledge that the whole community has, having been, as you will have seen from the roll call, people are involved in so many different working groups and having so much experience in the, what could we call them, the front lines, I guess. That's what it's called, the front lines, frontline experience. I'd like
and
to...
Olivier, one last point. If Nigel, you can put my email address in the chat room because I don't have a computer, so that Greg can email me and we get in touch in New York would be great. Thanks.
Okay, that's great, Vinny. Thank you. All right, so let's move on then. And the next agenda item is agenda item number, well, it's three. Let's go back to our agenda as it is. So three, updates on WEF activities in Davos. If you have clicked on the actual main agenda page, which should be linked somewhere, which isn't linked anywhere, I'll put a link to our agenda wiki somewhere, then there will be a link to the WEF activities in Davos. And for this, I guess we can have Nigel Hickson say a few words about this. Nigel, I believe you were in the Swiss resort.
No, not indeed. I wish I was. This is Nigel Hickson for the record. No, I wasn't in there. There were two members of staff, as I mentioned on the list, Paddy Jihadi and Nora Abuso, that went to Davos. I understand it was very profitable. They're preparing a visit report, which we will make sure is circulated on the list. Fanny did not have any plenary speaking engagements, but took part in a number of different meetings, which we'll be able to report on. There's also an announcement that was made in the last in the last couple of hours. Well, I only saw it in the last couple of hours. This announcement was that he's been appointed post his stint at ICANN as a special advisor to the chief executive to Charles Schwab, a special advisor from the 1st of April, specifically on internet issues, and I'll post that announcement in the chat as well.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Actually, Jim Prendergast has already put a link to the announcement. If you scroll up the chat, I believe that must be the one, Fadi Shahadeh announcement. And that's an announcement on the World Economic Forum website. So maybe you're referring to an announcement on the ICANN website that will come up.
No, thank you very much. It was an announcement on the WEF forum website. So thank you, Jim. That's the announcement, which is fairly recent news. And but in terms of the actual substance of the work that we did as ICANN at the WEF, I'll report on. I'll put something on the list when we get the report. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for this. It's Olivier speaking. I was involved with some of the preparation of the WEF activities. By taking part in a couple of working groups that took place in New York, one being on the internet fragmentation, another one on I think it's internet governance for development or something to that effect, and a third one on the counterterrorism executive directorate regarding cybersecurity and encryption. I haven't, unfortunately, yet had any feedback from any of the discussions in Davos, and if I do receive feedback, and we are, as in working group members, are going to receive a feedback on the discussions that took place there, then I will forward them over to our working group mailing list or provide an update in the future. I guess we can move to the next thing then, and that's, so we've done the UN meetings following the WESIS. After that, we now have a review of the forthcoming Internet governance activities. And as you might have heard at the beginning of this call, we have had, and as you might have seen actually on the mailing list, we've had a couple of updates that have been sent out. So first, Nigel Hickson has sent a diagram of ICANN key global internet events. That should be in your mail. It was sent on the 19th of January, a couple of days ago. And that is effectively the timeline which replaces the one that's currently linked to our working group's homepage. It looks less busy than last year's one, but trust me, it's equally as busy because we're early on in the year, and I'm sure any gaps will be filled at some point. Nigel, did you want to take us through this very quickly to sort of point anything out? And I'm not sure how we're going to be able to share this on the agenda page. Desiree, is there a link that we can link to so people can click on that link and see that that?
I'm putting it up right now, and I'll drop a link into the chat.
Okay, thank you, Nigel Hickson. Just a few words, please.
Thank you very much. I'm always amazed that we can do this sort of thing in Adobe. I took a resolution I wouldn't try and do such things. But this is a snapshot of what we believe is ICANN-related activities in 2016. There's a few other dates there as well. As you say, Olivier, this is not necessarily comprehensive. Other meetings will come up, and already. Last 2 days, I'm in Copenhagen at the moment at a regional ITU meeting, and we now have dates, for instance, on the WTSA meeting. This is the Standardization Assembly, the four-year annual meeting, and we have dates on the Global Regulators Symposium. So we can add those. So things will come along, and Marilyn will no doubt be able to add things from her work in this area, and she'll speak to that. But as I said when I circulated it, if anyone does have suggestions or additions, then please let us know, and perhaps we'll update it. Well, it's up to you, Olivier, and others how we update it. But you know, every month or something, we can certainly update it depending on what people feel is appropriate. Thank you very much.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier Capanabon speaking, and I had put a link to the actual email that had shared the diagram with all of us. So hopefully you were all able to click on that link and then click on the JPEG image, or sorry, the PDF, I think it's a PDF image that was at the bottom of it. Or you could have found it in your email. And now there is a second list of forthcoming activities that Marilyn Kate has not shared openly yet with the working group, but she also has this amazing diagram of one box after another. Marilyn, did you want to speak a few words about this? And what I can do is to briefly share my screen and focus on specific points of this diagram that you have sent.
I'm happy to have you do that. Look, my timeline is shared with governments to help them understand the relevant meetings. And I do not, I really welcome the idea that ICANN staff has created a timeline. I will just note, you need to figure out how this can be printed on a single page, because right now, most people can't really print out your document, I'm happy to have anyone interested in my timeline to have access to it. It's a little different because it includes other events that are not so ICANN focused or ITU focused. But again, my only comment would be, if ICANN could figure out how to print their document on a single page, that would be very, very helpful. Right now, you can't really print that out.
Marilyn, are you able to see your listing on the Adobe? Because I've shared my screen, so.
No, that's my timeline. Suggesting ICANN might want to figure out how to print their timeline on a single page.
That's well understood. It's Olivia speaking. What I mean is that your timeline seems to be an answer to the question that you're saying, in that your timeline is snaking around the page, or is that just a hint that you're giving here?
I might be giving a hint.
So are there any specific points which you'd like to draw the working group to on the timeline that you that's currently on the screen?
Perhaps the important idea is that ICANN is a key player in the Internet governance ecosystem, and we need to maintain that and support that. I think that's a very, very important contribution that ICANN makes. Even when ICANN is not the driver, they are a key player in many of these events.
Thanks for this, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. Are there any comments or questions and suggestions from anybody on the call? And Mark Carmel, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Olivia. Well, first of all, Marilyn's schema of progress through the year is very helpful and looks very comprehensive. And I just draw attention to WTSA, actually, and it links to what we were discussing earlier about post-WSIS plus 10 review and what's going to happen. I think that's an early crunch point, if you like, on the follow-up to the WSIS plus 10 review. The ITU is main action line leader on the WSIS, and there you have a major global assembly. So preparations for that are going to be quite important to scrutinize and contribute to. When is it, October or so, in later this year? But the preparatory process will kick off fairly soon. I know CPT for the European administration is going to be key for preparing contributions to the WTSA. So I just underline that particular event in the calendar year ahead. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Mark. Very helpful to point this one out. That, of course, is the ITU thing, isn't it?
Yes, the ITU World Telecom Standardization Assembly. So there is a period between plenipotentiary conferences, the WTSA is obviously quite a key global ITU conference.
Thank you, Mark. Nigel Hudson?
Yes, I do apologize. I've got no connectivity, so I'm sort of a bit blind here, but I'm on the mobile. You'd have thought Copenhagen would have good Wi-Fi at their airport, really. Just a word then on the ITU, as Mark has brought it up. So the ITU's main conferences go in four-year cycles. So we have the plenipotentiary, which was 2014, the next one 2018. We have the radio conference, which took place at the end of last year in 2015. The development conference, which is part of the development side of ITU, takes place in 2017, late 2017. And the standardization assembly takes place in October, November in Tunisia this year. And as Mark said, the preparation has already begun. The way that these conferences are prepared is that the regional groups, which sort of mirror the ICANN regional groups in some way, not exactly, the regional groups get together and produce proposals, common proposals, which they put in for new resolutions or updating of past resolutions. These resolutions spell out, for instance, what the ITU should work on in over the next 4 years, so in this case 2016 to 2020. And one of the critical areas that I was going to flag is, of course, just sort of following on what Lenny was saying, the UN is doing work, but of course the ITU is also doing important work which touches on our area, for instance, in the Internet of Things, which has an IP and a DNS component to it, and also work on cyber security and work on various other issues, including the WSIS implementation itself. So that's part of that process. And as I mentioned, I am in Copenhagen. I've been at a meeting in the European preparation for the WTSA. One of the things the Europeans would like to do is to streamline the number of working groups. The ITU for the standardization sector has nearly 20 study groups, and we would like to reduce that in terms of European positions. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Nigel. Olivier Clapin-Leblanc speaking. Are there any other comments on this agenda? And because I'm sharing my screen, I might not be able to see the hands up in the Adobe Connect. So if it doesn't, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. If it doesn't work, then please shout out your name and I can call upon you. In the meantime, looking at the agenda, timeline that we have here, I think that one of our main discussion points is probably going to be this here, the WSIS Forum, from the 2nd to the 6th of May. I noticed that there is currently a WSIS Forum consultations that has started on the 20th of January, and it goes all the way until the 26th of February. I'm not quite sure how that works. That's a long meeting. Is this just ongoing, or is that going online at the moment? And Marilyn, because this is your timeline, could you please explain this? Clarify.
Sorry. No. There, it's two separate meetings. I put it on the calendar just because I needed to consolidate the calendar. So it's two separate events.
Ah, okay. So there's one which has just taken place, and there's the next one on the 26th of February, and I believe is that going to be the selection of the different workshops that will appear at the WSIS Forum?
I think actually, I would ask others to verify this, but I think actually, it's Marilyn speaking, I think actually it's the 30, it's the end of March that verifies the workshops, but I'll check on that while we're online, if that's okay with you. But
yep.
I think this is still confirmation. I'll verify
this. Go ahead, Nigel.
Sorry, this is Nigel. I still haven't got connectivity. But just to clarify, so January the 20th, as Marilyn said, was just a two-hour briefing by the ITU on the WSIS Forum, mainly for the missions in Geneva and other players that would find it useful. So the ITU outlined on the 20th what the scope of the WSIS Forum will be in May, how it will be structured. They talked about the WSIS prizes, the stock taking review, and how the meeting is going to be structured. The deadline for proposals for workshops, these are the workshops that happen towards the end of the week, is the 31st of January. So as we noted last week on the call, that's why we have to decide on what sort of proposal we might put down as a workshop. But there is an online consultation, so anyone can put ideas into the ITU on how they like the WSIS forum structured, and that goes up to the 31st of January as well, and there'll be further opportunities for input as we get further to May. I think in March there's scheduled another open meeting where we can where we can give feedback. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. Mark Carvel is next.
Yes, thanks very much, Olivia. I just wanted to mention, with regard to the ICANN meeting in Marrakesh, that there will be the high-level governmental meeting. This is the third such meeting of where the Moroccan, in this case the Moroccan hosts of the ICANN meeting, have invited government ministers and senior officials. So in addition to the regular GAC representatives, the people working in the coalface of the domain name system, if you like, for governments, you will have ministers there for a one-day meeting, and also senior officials. Sometimes administrations can't actually find a minister to send. And they will be discussing IANA stewardship transition, ICANN accountability and the role of governments, new GTLDs, and the prospect of a new program, and capacity building for developing countries and the role of ICANN in capacity building. So those are the four main sort of themes for ministers and senior government officials to engage on. It will be on the Monday, is that the 7th of March? I think it is. Yes, 7th of March. Hope that's helpful additional information. Thanks.
Thanks for this, Mark. It's Olivier Catana-Bloch speaking. And we actually had a lengthy discussion on our last call, the call last week, about our meeting agendas, and noting that the high-level meeting takes place during all of Monday, and the sessions, or at least the afternoon sessions, are open to everyone, for everyone to participate in. And as a result, we have tried to set up our own face-to-face meeting and our working group's public meeting on other days, so that it doesn't clash with the Monday. The question that came recurrently, though, last week was whether ministers and senior officials were likely to remain for a few more days in the week, or were they likely to leave on the same day. Would you have an insight about this?
No, thanks, Olivia. It's highly unlikely. For ministers certainly traveling a long distance, they will probably just be there for the one day. So that's the approach the UK is taking. We're hoping that Edvesi will be able to confirm he'll be there, but he'll travel on the Sunday and then travel back to London on the Tuesday. And I think most realistically, that's going to be the case for most ministers. I mean, they have a wide-ranging dossiers. You know, they can't, much as they might wish to, stay for longer than the meeting in which they're actually participating. That's generally the situation. Thanks.
Thanks for this, Mark. Very helpful. So I don't see any other hands up. I was going to ask then just one more thing for Marilyn, which is the permission, as it says here. Please request permission before sharing. Could we have your permission then, please, to share it on the CTWG mailing list, and also perhaps to have a link to it from somewhere on our wiki pages, or is that asking for too much?
No, I'm happy to have you share it, but I change it so often. So perhaps you could post it, and then I could send a regular update. Is that okay?
That would be great, Marilyn. Thank you. Okay, so thanks for this. We return to our usual program, and our usual program should set itself up as it was before. Oh, yeah, well done. Magic. I know how to get this thing to work. Good. Now, let's see. We still have one thing, which is the preparation for our workshop, the WISIS Forum in Geneva. We have about 10 minutes allocated to this. For once, we are on time. There was last week a call for anybody interested in this. I would say about a half a dozen people put their hand up. And unfortunately, time flies so quickly that we weren't able to actually move forward on this until today. But there is eagerness out there to get things moving. And I don't know whether we wish to then set up a small an additional call between now and the next CCWG call so as to have a quick chat about the different ideas that we might have, or if people want to start sharing ideas here and then continue the work afterwards by email and by having that second call probably earlier next week. Floor is open.
It's Marilyn. I think we need to do a call fairly quickly because we have a timeline, right?
That's correct, yeah. I mean, we basically, Olivier speaking, we have an end time for this. The deadline is, I believe, in early February, isn't it? It's only a couple of weeks away, so we need to really eagerly move forward on this.
I think the deadline is the end of January.
Is it the end of January? Okay, well, that gives us just a week, I guess. So, yeah, I would say start maybe suggesting ideas here today. We still have 10 minutes. And then follow up with emails over the weekend, and I can certainly help out with moving the things along. I've read the transcript from last week, and I therefore have the list of the various people that put their hand up to move forward or were suggested to move forward. I think, Marilyn, you listed a few people on last week's call. And then we could have a special call for this preparation on the 25th or 26th or 27th. And then we could have this working group's call on the 28th or the 29th, and this working group could just give the green light for this proposal to go ahead and be sent over to the ITU. And this is, again, you know, this, I know that there's this question about, well, hang on, can this working group do things like this? This is just a working group activity. I don't think it intends to represent ICANN in any way at these meetings. If that was the case, it would have to go through such a complex process of having to ask the supporting organizations and advisory committees for the green light on a specific presentation, et cetera. I'm a little concerned. I think last year the working group just proceeded with this without asking supporting organizations and advisory committees for any specific input.
It's Marilyn.
I think, or a specific blessing. Marilyn Kate.
Right. I think you're right. And I think the whole point is the working group is doing work and there are designated participants from different groups. So we should move ahead. I think the big issue right now I have is people need to understand the new charter for the Wishes Forum so I will post the document, the outcome document, which describes the continued mandate for the Wishes Forum. And I think that's our primary thing to think about. How do we fit into the new mandate for the Wishes Forum, and how do we ensure that there's useful information that fits into how the SDGs are integrating into the action lines. If we can do that, then we have a great workshop opportunity.
Thanks for this, Marilyn. It's Olivier speaking. And SDGs, I believe, are the Sustainable Development Goals. Is that correct?
Yes, sorry.
I'm mentioning this, Olivier speaking, I'm mentioning this because the transcribers on last week's call have called SDGs by all sorts of different names, but Sierra Gulf Delta. So the acronyms just got lost in translation, I guess, completely. So, yeah, you mentioned that then the different submissions need to follow those sustainable development goal agenda. That's a fair point. Is there anything else that has changed from last year into the type of project or topic that could be suggested? Are there any specific topic types or subjects that might be outright rejected?
Right now, the consultation on the 20th and again on the 20th of January and again on the 26th of February, those consultations are about what should change in the WISIS Forum. We do know that the outcome document called for the WISIS Forum to have a particular focus. So why don't I just I'll post the outcome document to the list again, and I'll just highlight the paragraphs that relate to the WISIS Forum. There were very few comments on the 20th. The big issue might be whether we just need to pay attention to what the comments are that are coming in to the two consultations, and share those back to the working group.
Okay, that would be helpful. Thank you, Marilyn. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking for the transcript. Are there any other comments on this? I was going to ask, since there is a different mix of people on today's call than on last week's calls, are there any, and if you could put your hand up or type in the chat, if there are any other volunteers to help with the preparation of this this workshop application at WISIS Forum? And either put your hand up or type in the chat that you're willing to help. Then what we can do is to just have this as a – we don't have the time to create another mailing list. I don't think anybody wants to be on another mailing list, but we can email each other with sort of the different people in the recipient line and get the ball rolling on this. After this call, I will send one email to the list and also one email to the different participants that we have so far, that I currently have so far jotted down on a piece of paper. Actually, it's a file which I can't find at the moment. I'll probably have to look for it again. I was hoping to find it. If anybody wants to volunteer for this, that would be great. And with this, I think we can go into any other business. It's gone so fast today. In any other business, then I think it's just down to working out our next calls. As I suggested earlier, having a call of that subgroup for WISIS Forum preparation earlier in the week. So anytime Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so 25, 26, 27, maybe we could have a doodle for that that will be sent only to those people that have emitted their interest in being able to take part in this workshop preparation. And then we could have a second doodle, and that doodle to be sent to the whole mailing list for 28 or 29. There was some discussion a couple of calls ago to stop this doodle call cycle and have some kind of call rotation. The difficulty with this, though, is as we are meeting on a weekly basis, it's not just like a call rotation on a monthly basis. If we do this on a weekly basis, people travel, people's agendas do change from week on week. And there is a chance that we would lose a lot of people in some occasions when you do have an event taking place on a Thursday. Let's say if we were to meet every Thursday, there was an event on a Thursday, then we'd lose everyone or majority of people. So it does have more flexibility to have a doodle every time, although it's a little bit cumbersome for us, but it provides that added flexibility of being able to go on a Thursday or a Friday. And I think that we've found some good balance here to stick to Thursday or Friday. And I am aware of Brussels next week. Yes, there are a lot of things going on in Brussels. In the early Early part of the week, there are some consultations to prepare for Eurodig, the European Dialogue in Internet Governance. In the latter part of the week, there are some consultations of the GAC, I believe, with regards to cybersecurity and things. Nigel Hickson, you've put your hand up. You have the floor. And welcome online, Nigel. You're able to make that work.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yes, I managed to get online, sort of. Well, just very briefly on Brussels, as you mentioned, it's a sort of Internet Governance Week in Brussels, and a number of players will, of course, be present from the technical community and no doubt the business community. There's a high-level Internet Governance Group. This is the European Commission hosting a meeting of Internet Governance government representatives to discuss various issues, including the IANA transition that takes place next week. As you say, there's various other consultations taking place. The European Forum have got a dinner and a breakfast on digital internet issues, and the Eurodig meeting, as well as a RIPE NCC government meeting. So a number of things taking place. If I just may, I just wanted to mention something very briefly, and that is the face-to-face meeting for the CCWGIG at Marrakesh. If you recall, on the last call, we discussed when we might have this meeting. We had to put in a request for a meeting, otherwise we wouldn't have got one at all last Monday. And Zero will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the time slot is late Wednesday morning, which is after the board GAC meeting. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you for this update, Nigel. That sounds like a good timing. But please, yeah, when you have a more concrete time, just share this on the mailing list and we'll all be able to put this in our agendas. And with this, it looks like we've reached the end of this call. Any other business? No? Okay. Well, let's then just follow up then with our first thing being the WISIS Forum in Geneva. So that's our next target. Thanks very much, everyone. And Desiree, you've taken the notes down for the action items?
Yes, I've taken some notes, but I'll be re-listening to the call again.
Okay. We'll follow up immediately after this call, but we can do that. Thanks, everybody. That's been very productive, and I've certainly learned quite a few things today. So I hope it's been good for you all, and wish you to have a lovely weekend. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, this call is now adjourned. Thank you, and goodbye.